I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome in. Countdown to Kickoff. It's going down. What are we in? Week 7 for crying out loud? Gee, Christmas. It's flying, Steve. It is flying by. And we're glad to have you guys on board. Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. And let's talk a little East Region football. And you guys know how we do each and every time on a little Countdown to Kickoff. We like to talk to a head coach from across the region. And let's go out to Tyler, Texas, and welcome in Coach Jeff Reardon from Chapel Hill. Great story about how he's helped turn this program around. They've been state runner-ups. They've been in the Final Four quarterfinals, and this is a program that, you know, just a few years ago, he was having to go beat the streets, a.k.a. the hallways, to get kids to come out for football. Doesn't have that problem anymore.
You know, I think first coming in was more of teaching discipline, accountability, work ethic. The first season we went 2-8. It was rough. Lost some kids along the way that didn't want to, the standard was the standard. The expectation was high. That second year we had some success and made it to the third round. And then after that, just build on that. You got to have a little success. You got to win a little bit to get the kids believing in what you're preaching. And I think that helped early. We were way ahead of schedule, in my opinion. I thought this was going to be a 2-3-4 year rebuild. And then that second season, we caught fire and made a little run in the playoffs and then built on that. You know, it happens every Friday night. It happens every Saturday. It happens every Sunday. You see a team show up and play really, really well and not make very many mistakes. And then you see a team that, shows up and just has an off night. And that was one of those deals on that Friday night that we lost our starting quarterback the game before for a whole half. And showed up and played probably the biggest game, best team on our schedule with a backup quarterback. And we didn't do anything to help him out that night, offensively with and Coach Surratt and Carthage is an unbelievable team. Their defense, has 4 or 5 guys that are Division I type prospects. And then, of course, offensively, they're a machine. So it was just a bad night to have a bad night against a very, very, very good football team. This is definitely a rivalry game. We played Kilgore 2 times the last 3 years. We play them in district, and we play them in the third or fourth round every year in the playoffs. So, over the last 3 years, we played them 6 times. So it's a very familiar opponent. It's one of those games where we know what we're going to get. We know what kind of physicality that's going to come with this game, and we know that regardless of who wins or loses the district game. The more important one is the one where we match up again in the playoffs if it was to happen again. So, being the 7th meeting of us versus Kilgore over the last 3 seasons is crazy. So our kids are just kind of, they know what to expect. They know what they got to do. They know if they want to compete with a team like Kilgore that we got to show up and have our A game. We got to protect the football and try to eliminate mistakes. And just play a solid game because whoever, it's 2 very solid football teams playing this Friday night. So it's going to come down to, who makes the most plays and who makes the least mistakes. And that'll be the team that's victorious on Friday. They've been there. Like I tell everybody when I do these interviews, you can't coach experience. We got kids that have played 15 and 16 game seasons the last 3 years because, we went to the semis, and then to the state finals. That's been our resume the last 3 years. So it's nothing new to them to put in the long seasons. They understand what it takes. As a coach, you got to be healthy going into the playoffs. You got to peak at the right time. Two of those 3 years, we were the 3rd or 4th place team in our district, and we made those run in the playoffs because we got healthy and we got hot. And only 1 year was we the district champ and made that kind of run. So getting through our district healthy and alive and getting to the playoffs is a big deal. Our district will probably end up being one of the teams that are playing for the state championship, in my opinion. And it could be any of the five.
Good stuff from Coach Jeff Reardon, Chapel Hill. We'll tell you who they got coming up later on Friday. Don't you go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
I appreciate that, Uber Eats guy. I could use an Uber Eats. It was,
Are you hungry?
I am hungry. I'm glad you asked that. I am. Thank you for asking.
Of course. Just want to take care of my man here. Come on.
Well, I mean, you asking is great.
Yeah.
Not having any food.
Well, it's half the equation.
So
I can't order.
At least you know I'm hungry.
Yeah,
so that's half the deal right there.
Yeah,
do you guys want to know what the weather's going to be like this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Of course you do. Because we're getting to that time of year where, I mean, hell, it's hurricane season, as we know, but weather, rain, what have you, chilly temperatures once the sun goes down, because the sun's actually going down at a reasonable time these days. Let's listen to TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff to tell you what to expect this weekend.
Well, some areas got up to slightly above 90 degrees today, mid-80s elsewhere. We'll be cooling through the 80s and into the 70s during the game this evening. No wind to speak of, so the kicking and passing game will have no problems, and make sure you dress appropriately. You want shirt sleeves, shorts, and sandals. That'll help keep you as comfortable as possible, and there's absolutely nothing on radar, so we don't have to deal with that. Just put your feet up and enjoy your game. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Now, did you notice he said you need to dress appropriately?
Yeah, I mean, what do we got? People, streaking during the... in the stands?
They're not going to show up with parkas on. I mean,
what is it? He's halter tops?
They're going to dress appropriately.
What do we got going on here,
Love
Dan?
Me some Dan, but good gosh.
Yeah, now Dan just, who knew he was also, not only is he going to tell you the weather, he's also going to give you, fashion advice as
That's
well.
That's right, Daddy
so,
Dan.
Shout out to our guy Dan Brunoff, so there you have it. And the radar is going to be clean, so you don't need a umbrella. Let's talk about, we got a good slate of games going on this weekend. Nothing. Now I will say this, and who knows? It's district play is kicking off in a lot of areas. I mean, I think we're at the point now where almost every game this weekend will be a district game in some form or fashion.
Well, the only thing that I saw that some of the towns and the districts weren't in district play yet, and that's some of the six-man teams, the 1As. So, I mean, they got some bigger districts down there. They're homeschooled. Or playing everybody else, that type thing. So there may be only, three teams in their district, but they had to play some non-district games, and
they did.
That's what's going on.
Well, God bless them homeschool kids. So you've got Carthage and Center. That's going to be a heck of a matchup. Carthage, we actually talked to their play-by-play announcer last Friday, our guy Larry Allen, over there at KGAS. KGAS and Carthage, of course, put the belt to the butt, as the kids are saying these days. What was it, 56 to nothing. I mean, it was an absolute drubbing. And that's a 6A school, too.
Yep.
Held like, what do we hear, 31 yards or something crazy like that? Center and the Rough Riders from Center. I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup. We'll see. Of course, we'll keep you posted on that on Friday as well. And then, of course, you heard from our guy Jeff Reardon, that Tyler Chapel Hill, what might be one of the best games in the East region, as they square off against Kilgore. So that's a Division 9 4A, or excuse me, District 9 4A matchup that a lot of folks are going to be looking to as well. So we'll mention a few other games. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff. Welcome back in. Countdown to Kickoff rolls along on the Texas State Radio Networks. That's Steve. I'm Fred. We're talking all things East Region here in the great state of Texas. And just a few more games that we'll rattle off to you guys as you get ready for another great weekend. And again, it's week 7 of the high school football season. Hard to believe that we're that far along already. But, they say as you get older, Steve, time flies by a lot faster. Okay, and
it was Tuesday about 15 minutes ago.
I know you're only 38 years old, but still, it's rough out there, my friend. It is rough out there. Madisonville, my Mustangs, they're getting off the schneid this week, all right? They had a bye week last week. Coach Urbanke, I'm pulling for you, my friend. They're traveling to play LaGrange, who is 4-1 on the season. Of course, Madisonville's 2-3. This is a District 11-4A matchup. So, again, I know we're not supposed to pick favorites, but you know what? I'm picking a favorite, so... shout out to my Madisonville Mustangs. Of course, my daughter graduated from Madisonville. So, you know what? Of course, I'm going to pull for my Madisonville Mustangs. And Coach Urbanque was one of the first coaches to grant me an interview. So, you know what?
Very nice.
Go Mustangs. All right. Galveston Ball, they're at Beaumont United. My old stomping grounds. Galveston Ball, 6-0 on the year.
No.
All right. The Tornadoes. That's right. Allegedly, the water's clear in Galveston. The football team's 6-0. I'm just saying.
It's the apocalypse.
Hey, buy yourself a lottery ticket, folks. Buy yourself a lottery ticket. All right. We're talking all things Southern Region in the great state of Texas. Don't you go anywhere. Countdown to Kickoff continues next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. Countdown to Kickoff. Texas State Radio Networks rolls along, and we're glad to have you on board. That's Steve Randall.
Howdy.
I'm Fred Davis, and you know how we do. It's time for another coach's interview. Let's go out to San Antonio Piper, and this team is 5-1. Sorry about that. 5-0. Got them losing a game that they haven't even lost yet. They are 5-0 on the season, and only their third year as a program. We caught up with our head coach, Nick Rogers, to talk about this Piper 5-0 start and what it's like starting a program from scratch.
It was, but it wasn't a blank canvas. So like our freshman class, yes, like they only knew us, you know, but in the initial stage, not that anything was wrong with, but we're different than them, you know? And so like trying to flip that, which is probably similar to the same challenges you would face if you step into any existing program, you know, and you're trying to establish your own culture and all that. And so, and then competing with ninth and 10th graders obviously leads to its own challenges. And then our first year of RC football, we didn't have any seniors. And our junior class was small because they were given the option to stay at Smithson Valley. And several of them chose to stay at Smithson Valley. And I don't blame them because they were really good and they were going to be good, you know, that year. And so we took some lumps that first varsity season. We ended up going 2-8, I believe. But again, not having any seniors, I think, played a huge role in that. And then we were able to flip that into, I think, 12-2 last year. And then we're off to the 5-0 start this year. We talk about theory versus application all the time, right? And so, like, when we're talking about, like, our culture, we say it all the time, it takes what it takes, which I didn't come up with that. That's a Nick Saban thing. But what we mean by that is we know exactly what it takes, what a championship team football team looks like, what it feels like. We've been on those stages as coaches, and that's not a brag or anything like that, but, like, we know what it takes, and you don't have a lot of options. You don't have a lot of choices. If you want to be really good at something, then you've got to spend time. You got to be disciplined. You have to have focus, effort, all those things. Like if we're coaching attitude and effort, then you're never going to be those things. And so we sold that to our kids day one. It's like, we're not going to coach attitude and effort. Like, those things you control, and you control that every single day and how you show up and prepare. And so you have to prepare every single day with a championship mentality. And we try to be more process oriented too, of just focusing on us. And that's one thing that I think we did a great job in my previous place. It was us versus us every week. You know, we knew it. And what we're trying to get to here is where we were at there is when we walked on the field, just like when Alito walks on the field, usually the game has already been won, you know, because you're looking at the helmet and the logo and, you know, like, dang, last week they just beat so-and-so 65-14. Like, these are kids, you know? So that's a psychological dynamic that you're dealing with there. And so that's why we talk about domination. You're trying to dominate, not just win. You're trying to dominate your opponent because you're sending messages each and every week to who's upcoming on the schedule. Because they're looking, you know, just like we look, you know? And so all that to be said, it's a process. We're not there yet. Like, we haven't arrived. And, you know, another steal from Nick Saban is the easy part is climbing that mountaintop. The hard part is staying there, you know, and that's where we want to get. It's not just get to that precipice, but, like, how do you stay there year in, year out, like an Alito, who's, you know, they're going to be in contention. every single year. Just like, you know, Alabama's going to be there. Georgia's going to be there. Now you can count on it each and every year. That is culture. You can be beat by anybody on any given week if you don't show up and you take them for granted. And so that's what it is. It's a 1-0 mindset every single week, but it's getting the kids to just continue to focus on that process of just how do we continue to get better? You know, because you don't want to be peaking week five.
But I'm fired up. Shout out to our boy Coach Nick Rogers from Piper. They've got a big game. I mean, I say big game. It's a district game. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. We'll get your weather for you as well. Don't you go anywhere. It's Steve. It's Fred. It's right here. Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right. Countdown to Kickoff. I hope everybody's having a wonderful week this week.
I am. Thanks for asking.
I know. Well, I know you are. That goes without saying.
Okay.
I mean, that's just another day in the life of Steve Randall. But we hope all of the folks that are tuned into your TSN affiliate, you're enjoying yourself and having a good week so far, and are ready for week 7 of the high school football season. I'll tell you what else. Not only are you going to be ready for the high school football season on week 7, but you'll know what to wear, courtesy of TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Texas football fans, welcome to Friday Night Lights. Nothing on radar, no rains expected this evening through the game, and temperatures got up into the upper 80s to low 90s during the day. We'll be cooling through the 80s, and some areas will dip into the 70s before the end of the game, but dress appropriately, shirt sleeves, shorts, and flip-flops, and shouldn't be any problem with the wind as well for the kicking or passing game. Just put your feet up and enjoy your game. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Kick your feet up and enjoy the game. Now, be careful.
I was just thinking that.
Be careful, because if it's a good game, you're going to have people in front of you. So you can't put your feet up.
I guess he's watching at home.
Does he have that special feed that we don't have? Man, when you're a chief meteorologist, you got it like that. So shout out to Dan Brunoff.
VIP section at the stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got the suite over there that apparently we didn't know about. We mentioned our guy Nick Rogers from Piper, the Pirates. They're playing Seguin this week. That game is at Seguin as well. And what might be the biggest game in the San Antonio area, and I'll go ahead and just say it is, Alamo Heights and Victoria West. Those two teams are knocking heads this week. Both teams 6-0 on the season so far. So a lot of folks are looking forward to that matchup there. Someone is going to go down on Friday.
Yeah, somebody's zero has to go away.
Zero's got to go away, man. And I don't care if we got to do 10 overtime.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Going to go down. Birdie Champion, 3-2 on the year. They're going to be facing the 4-1 New Braunfels team. So that, like I said, that New Braunfels team, 4-1 on the year. They're going to be ready for that. And then Somerset, they're also 5-0 on the year. Yeah, can I read my handwriting? Yeah. 5-0 on the season. They're playing, there goes my writing right there. Canyon Lakes, I don't have my computer up, and I can't read my handwriting, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I got Canyon Randall at Dumas and Canyon and Canyon West Plains is what I've got.
Against Somerset?
No, that's against each other. Canyon and Canyon West Plains.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. I'll tweet out a picture of my horrible handwriting here in just a second. I feel pretty confident that says Lakes, but I'll get back to that here in just a little bit. Going over to the Austin area of things. All right, we got Austin High against Westlake. Westlake should take care of business in that game. You got Hutto at Round Rock, Del Valle at a undefeated Lake Travis team, and then Dripping Springs and Bowie both sitting there at 5-1.
I got Waco University of Brian Rutter. I think Waco University is going to do it.
I like it. Yep. I like where your head's at. All right, coming up next, final segment of the Southern Region, boys and girls. Hope you guys are ready for that. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. It was Canyon Lake, boys and girls, and a lot of you sitting there shaking your head going, gee, many Christmas.
We
this
had
guy.
To look up hieroglyphics.
When you're scribbling notes as furiously as I do, this is what's going to happen. So, you've got a good slate of games. Real quick, just a handful of the San Antonio schools that broke out some information this week in their top five. They had the Brennan Bears ranked number one. They had the Piper Warriors. We already talked about them. Mm-hmm. And like I said, they are traveling to face the Seguin Matadors. And like I said, big game there this week. Cibolo Steel, right? And they've, you know, the funny thing about Cibolo is they have kind of dropped. I mean, depending upon what rankings you're looking at, they've been as high as 10. Some of them as low as 20 right now. But they're visiting their rival Judson this week. And, of course, don't forget about Judson right now. And, again, I know right now Cibolo Steel's kind of the team to talk about, but Judson's 4-2. And, again, Cibolo, you kind of know what you're going to get as far as that goes. But, hey, everybody, when it's a rival, what do you say?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The record's out the window,
that is
Steve.
True.
Come on! Well, I'm gonna throw you out the window after
that. Well, speaking
that.
Of throwing it out the window, don't forget Smithson Valley's playing and San Antonio Wagner.
I love it.
That's
I love it.
Up.
That's why you're Steve and that's why I'm Fred. All right. Let's talk a little north and maybe the biggest game in the state. Not just the state, but probably
the
entire country.
Yeah.
One of the biggest high school games across the country going down right here in the DFW. We'll talk about that next. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, you guys know the drill. Let's talk a little North Region, and
let's
I mean,
do it.
You know, we might as well just call it the DFW because that's what it is. That's what it is. All right, and of course, no bigger game. We're talking about not just here in the state of Texas, but this game is being talked about nationally, and that's the DeSoto-Duncanville football game this weekend.
Absolutely. Let's move that instead of talking about it now. Can we move it to the next segment? I'd like to talk about this coach.
Well, yeah. Well, then we're going to.
Well, let's do it.
Because it's DeSoto head coach,
I know.
Claude Mathis.
I know. I'm just so happy. I'm excited about this interview. I just want to get to it. Here you go.
Well, I think that 22 class changed me a lot. They really did. I had some things that I had to adjust with that class right there, and it totally changed me as a coach on some things, especially relationship with my players, and some of the things. The big course, I would say, is the reason why. And I know me and Nick Saban talked about that. It was why. They need to know why they did some things. I didn't know I was going through the same thing that Nick Saban was going through. But it's funny that it happened because me and him had talked about it, and it helped me out in my 2022 season. And it was a big, big challenge. And once they found out the why, it made my job a lot easier because they was able to go out there and play because they knew the reason why they was doing certain things, especially when you weren't getting the ball on offense. It's about a team, and it's also about you have to do your job in order for this to work. Because if you do your job, because if this works, somebody else is going to probably score, but it's because you're doing your job still as well. So it's a team. And that was huge with us, man. So I did have to adjust, and I did adjust for that 2022 class. And then going to the 23 season, I didn't feel no pressure. I don't ever feel pressure. We welcomed the pressure. But it was one of those things now where, you know, you want to defend your title. It's a must that you defend the title. And that's what we wanted to do. We talked about defending the title, but also we had to win a district title that we haven't won in a while, too, as well. We wanted to do that as well. So it just made me a lot more hungrier than anything. It made me just really drive even more to reach our goals for these kids in this community and our coaching staff. And that's what we did. But I welcome the when it comes to, you know, being pressure. There's no pressure on us. We welcome it. I mean, to start rebuilding it up from 2019 and building it back up to where it is right now is definitely everything that I imagined. I mean, when you can walk out there with a team and you know there's nobody on the field can beat you, but that's one of the hardest things too as well because you have to keep your team focused. You have to keep your coaches focused. And that's hard, man. That is really, really hard. So people don't understand, you know, we may have a great team, but it's still hard to win. And every win that we cherish. So, no, it was definitely hard. But, yes, this is where we're supposed to be at right now, DeSoto. I think we have them playing at a high level right now, even though we had a hiccup this year. But I think right now our program is where I want it to be, imagine it to be. But I still think we can get a lot better than where we are right now. I know a lot of people has doubted us, man. I ain't lying. I mean, a lot of people, since that one loss, man, that one loss is, you don't understand. It has just, it feels like we have lost 10 straight, 20 straight games. I swear to God it has. It has just, people have just went crazy just because of that one loss. And it's been hard. I mean, this has been my hardest season ever to coach a team. I'm not lying. It really has been hard. Now, I know right now that it happened for a reason, but we've got everything under control again. But, you know, it's part of coaching, and I love it. I love it because it makes you a better coach. It makes you a better father. It makes you a better mentor to these kids. And they get to go through things in life they've never been through, and it's part of it. So that's why I love the game of football, man. Just times like this is what makes me a better coach and better person in these kids. So I love it. We have a great culture here at DeSoto, and, you know, the past players have done a great job in leaving great memories when it comes to our culture and setting the foundation. And our players that we have right now are just following their footsteps and reiterated all the time. I know we got to stay off the internet. That's number one. We can't get it caught up in all the talk and everything. And believe it or not, that got us against North Carolina. They really did, because we had some young players. And so they're learning that right now. I mean, they're learning. They can't get caught up in all that right there. Because when you get caught up in all that, you lose your mental toughness. Also, the psychological game that we have, that we use a lot on other opponents, we can't let it happen to us. So this is the
game
right here.
That is Coach Claude Mathis from DeSoto. DeSoto Duncanville, the biggest game in the state, the biggest game in the country. We'll discuss it next. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Shout out once again to Coach Claude Mathis, who's actually, I think he was taking his son to a doctor's appointment, I think maybe MRI or something like that when we chatted yesterday. But just an all-around super good dude, man. I mean, look, I know we're not supposed to pick sides, but I'm on the DeSoto bandwagon, okay? I'm just saying I'm on the DeSoto bandwagon,
Steve. That's because you talk to him.
I'm easily persuadable, Steve.
I think you
easily persuadable.
Both you guys have swagger. If you put you in the same room, you're going to swagger each other out of the room.
No, man, I've never been able to drop, I was talking to Coach Saban, and this is my boy.
I couldn't believe I'm going through the same thing Saban went through.
Man, I mean, what a name drop. I'll tell people in, you know, around DFW, you know, I mean, I was talking to Steve Randall the other day,
Lord.
You know,
and
then they're
go,
like,
who?
Wow, big money over here, deep pockets.
That's
okay.
It.
But you've got three keys or three things that to you are going to determine who wins this game on Friday night.
Well, the stuff that I was looking at, because if you look at both of them, they're never going to match up and meet in the playoffs. Technically,
no,
it doesn't really mean
one's D1 and one's D2.
And they're two-time defending champs, both of them.
No, this is a hell of a matchup.
And so I think it's going to come down to three things. Number one, are the superstars on both sides going to step up, and who is it going to be? And then you got
to
think.
Well, real quick on that note, though, too. You know, you got Keelan Russell, the Alabama commit, Keldon Ryan, who's going to Virginia Tech, right? So, I mean, you're talking about. But to that point, trenches, man.
I know, exactly.
Which offensive line is going to give their quarterback time
to throw?
Absolutely.
You talk about the front seven, offensive and defensive.
Huge.
It's like, who's going to stand up?
Huge.
And speaking of defense, this is another thing that I'm having issues with on DeSoto's side.
It's they've given up some points now.
Well, North Crowley lit them up.
And they've given up. And Waxahachie, and no disrespect to Waxahachie, you know, they put up 24 on them.
Exactly. Now, I think you also, when you said earlier in the program, and that is when you play the game, you throw the record.
Throw the records out.
You got rivalry going on.
But not in this game, though.
Well, DeSoto did beat them. And for many years, Duncanville was flexing and saying, you can't beat us. And then they did.
Yeah.
And now they're strutting around going, we're somebody. And I think Duncanville may have another chip on their shoulder. And it's like, dude, get out of my town.
No, and you know, they've played four games this year. And of course, DeSoto's 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
And again, whoever wins this, I mean, you got two things on the line here, right? Is you've got a, you know, bragging rights, and that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But number two, I mean, let's call it what it is. Whoever wins this game has got inside track to the district championship. And that was one of the things we heard Coach Claude Mathis say. And, you know, you got a lot of teams where a district championship is super important to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really think superstars, who's going to stand up and who's going to flex their muscles, that's what you're going to see. I would love to be a fly on that wall.
Man, we'd love to be out there. Of course, we're going to be here rattling off scores for you guys, but don't you worry about that. Our guy Greg Riddle from the Dallas Morning News, Lawrence is going to be out that game. We're going to be hearing from him as well on Friday night. And, of course, if you're going to be there, we'd love to hear from you as well. Final segment of the North Region coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on TSN. No, it's that game's going to be incredible. What should you wear to the game? I mean, yeah, you want to wear your Duncanville shirt. You want to wear your DeSoto shirt. That's a given. I mean, Dan already told you that much. But should you wear your long sleeve tee? Should you wear your hoodie? Or should you wear your overcoat? We'll ask TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Runoff.
It's Friday Night Lights again here across North Texas in the Red River Valley. And we got up into near 90 degree range today. Temperatures will be cooling through the 80s and down into the upper 70s by the end of the game. Wind will be light, so the kicking and passing game shouldn't be any problem. And also make sure you dress appropriately. Shirt sleeves, shorts, and sandals to help keep you comfortable. And again, no rain on radar and none in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Well, there goes my fishnets.
Come on.
There goes my fishnets. I guess I won't be wearing those on Friday
and
night.
Your Daisy Dukes.
Not appropriate.
I know.
Well, I don't know that I'll be wearing Daisy Dukes, but I'm sure there'll be a humble people out there. I mean, have you seen
somebody
the kids these days?
I know.
My goodness. Yeah. Seen the moms these days. Anyway, no, a lot of good games coming out. But again, the game that is on everybody's mind in the DFW, it starts, it ends with Duncanville DeSoto.
Crazy.
And of course, that'll be the first game we discuss on Friday night. This very same TSN affiliate that you're listening to us now, make sure you tune in on Friday to the Scoreboard Show. If you haven't already, it's the fastest growing show on TSN. Why? Because we said so. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Let's talk some West Texas football. Don't go anywhere. It is TSN Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that voice, guy. It is Countdown to Kickoff. We've covered the North. We've covered the East. We've covered the South. And now it's time for the Western region of the state. A little bit more somber in the Western region. We were going to talk to Coach Chip Darden, but we'll catch him next week. Not that there's anything somber about him. He's got that Cooper team at 5-1 so far to start the season.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about them next week.
Well, and I kind of wanted to hijack this segment, and my apologies to everybody in the West. Just
so
because,
aggressive. Aggressive.
Well, there's just a lot of news in we just got to get it out there
somehow.
We're
just news dumping in the West. That's what we're doing.
Well, and there's stuff that happened in Cedar Hill with Cedar Hill Trinity Leadership and Dallas Gateway, and they had to cancel that game. We're talking Central Texas with Mahia ISD and what happened with one of their players last week, senior Micah Kervin. And then in Denton Ryan, we had something, unfortunately, that happened
on
Wednesday.
Very unfortunate.
So there's several stories I would like to get to, if you don't mind.
I don't.
Let's talk about this. We had a Mahia ISD. They announced that this last Friday during the game, senior Micah Kervin, he had not epilepsy, but it was more of breathing issues.
Okay.
And so
some bronchial problems.
Yeah. And so they brought him out of the game, took him to the hospital, had him looked at. And then that was Friday night. And then Saturday morning, he started having some cardiac arrest issues.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then this past Wednesday, he passed away.
Mm.
And so they're holding a service Wednesday night at 7, Mahia High School Football Stadium. And then the services are going to be Friday morning before the game.
Okay.
So at 10 a.m.
Heavy hearts.
Yeah, it's going to be at Mahia High School. The pep rally that was planned, they canceled that.
Yeah.
And this way, so the community can focus on Micah and getting that community back rebuilt. Because that's going to be a tough one.
No, it's look, you got kids, I got kids. I mean, we're talking about. I mean, at the end of the day, this is high school football, but above all that, these are kids, man, and you hate to see that's the worst. That you, I mean, you're not supposed to outlive your kid. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely, and then from Denton Ryan High School, the community, they're mourning the loss of their defensive coordinator,
yeah,
Aaron Delatorre, who passed away suddenly. He's been with the Raiders for 7 seasons.
I mean, respectable figure.
100%. Anybody that former knows head coach at Irving, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. And his son confirmed the news and requested privacy for everybody.
Sure.
It's a tragedy. Husband, father, grandfather, and a friend many. And so the district offered support to the family and to the community, asking for prayers. Now, if you look back at his career, and even when he was playing, he played for Stephen F. Austin, brief NFL career, transitioned to coaching. And like you said, Irving High School head coach for 6 years, and then returned to Denton Ryan, served as defensive coordinator, survived by his two sons, Alex, who's a coach at Wiley East, and also at Colt, an offensive lineman at Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. So any time that you have a pillar of the community go down, it's tough. The last thing that I wanted to talk about was something I just had to scratch my head about, and that is this is in the private school sector over in Cedar Hill. Cedar Hill Trinity Leadership, that's the name of their school, and Dallas Gateway. Those are both private schools. Dallas Gateway is for Gateway Church. They have a private school there. They canceled this past Saturday. They got word, you're not going to play Friday night. And it's like, why? Well, reports have surfaced that the game was in jeopardy due to the condition of the artificial playing surface, which, according to sources on site, was littered with debris, trash, bullet casings, pencils, and other items, and they weren't going to get it completely cleaned up in time.
What kind of mess was that?
We're talking lack of security, man. Big time.
Sounds like a senior prank is what it sounds like to me.
Could be.
Senior prank that they didn't want to play football.
But they're not playing.
No, they're not. Doesn't sound like
it. And guess what? They Cedar Hill Trinity got the win.
Well, that's one way to do it. All right. I don't know how you draw that up. TSN. Countdown to Kickoff. More coming up next.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
No, it's easy for me. You know, you just push that button, and it's amazing what happens when you push the button.
Well, you're over there waiting for your Uber Eats.
I know, I was. Ever since you mentioned that, ever since the voice guy said that at the beginning of the show, that's all I can think about.
Welcome back in.
It's Countdown to Kickoff. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. We are talking all things Western Region. We're saving the best for last. And one thing we want to help you guys out with, not only just tell you what games, I mean, you guys already know what games you're going to this weekend, but more importantly, what should you wear? What do you think the weather's going to look like? Well, luckily for you, ladies and gentlemen, we've got TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff to set you straight.
Well, another night of high school football, and temperatures got up into the 90s across many reporting stations today. We'll be falling into the 80s during the game and some 70s up across the northern panhandle and the higher terrain of West Texas. But no rain in the forecast. Wind will be relatively light, so that shouldn't hamper the kicking or the passing game. Make sure you dress appropriately. Shirt sleeves, shorts, and sandals will be a pretty good bet because not really any cold air around anytime soon. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff, TSN Forecast Center.
You know, Dan's consistent, if nothing else.
He's appropriate.
He's appropriate. I mean, that's the best way to put it. That is the absolute best way to put it, Steve Randall, and I appreciate him.
Hey, I have my sandals on as we speak.
Well, I'm not a sandal guy myself. I'm more of a sneaker guy, but if you see me in sandals, something's wrong. Just a heads up of some games we got going on this Friday. Booker at Claude, Boys Ranch versus White Deer. We've got Hart at Spring Lake Earth, Nazareth at Crest, Follett at LaFours, I apologize if I butchered that name. Chances are I probably did. Headley at McLean, Highland Park at West Texas, Panhandle at Stanford Fritch, Sunray at Spearman, Floydada at Olton, and Bovina at Farwell.
Well, I want to look at Victoria West and Alamo Heights. They are both 6-0, 2-0 in district, and Victoria West is actually surprising people.
Okay.
They're actually better than everybody thought they were going. And I think they're kind
of... Love stories like that.
I know. I think they're sending a statement to Region 4, and they're going to travel to third-ranked Alamo Heights. And they're trying to put their stake on the 13-5A Division II race. Now, Victoria West, they average 43 points a game. Last week, they did a rollover, 45-26 over Kerrville Tyvee. And they have an incredible defense. The first half, They had three interceptions.
Okay. Well, defensively, they're getting after it. I mean, that, you know, look, turnovers.
It's going to be a game.
We talked about that Duncanville DeSoto game. That's also going to be a big factor. Can, you know, who turns the ball over? I've said this on 105 The Fan. Guess what? If the Cowboys are going to beat the Detroit Lions on this weekend, guess what? Force some turnovers, all right?
I like Alamo Heights.
I like Alamo Heights over Detroit as well. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis.
Dressed appropriately.
TSN. We are dressed appropriately. Don't go anywhere. Countdown to Kickoff continues next. Final segment, boys and girls.
Bow
time. Man, week seven. We're almost there. Of course, we got Thursday games. We got Friday games. We got Saturday games. We better hope them Saturday games don't interfere with Texas OU is all I got to say.
It better be before 2:30.
Right. They better wrap that bad boy up and be done, okay? We might have started. We might have a running clock in the second half, if you know what I'm talking about. You got some more games that you want to run by real
quick.
Well,
in each and every week, everybody knows I put my big list together of who I'm
Huge
watching.
List.
And so I didn't break it down north, south, east, and west, but these are some games that I'm looking at. I think Jacksboro is going to beat Wichita Falls City View. I think.
Oh, you're giving picks too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I am. And I think, I think Wichita Falls City View is the best team in Wichita Falls. Alamo Heights and Victoria West. Yeah. I think Alamo Heights is going to win.
Okay.
Lexington.
You hear that, Victoria West? Yeah. You hear that? Steve Randall counting you guys out.
Lexington over Thrall.
Yeah.
Stanford over Cisco. Cedar Park over Georgetown Eastview.
Okay.
I've got Mason over Thorndale.
See, I like Dixon that matchup.
Yeah, okay. Wascom over Beckville. Yeah, some people are scratching their heads. It's like, you'll get that before you go to bed tonight. Albany over Miles, Newton over Woodville, Jim Ned over Comanche.
Yeah.
I got Lovelady over Overton, okay. And then my last one, we talked about it, Smithson Valley over San Antonio Wagner.
Well, I mean, Smithson Valley's got the Fred Davis mojo, even though they're 3-2 on the year.
Yeah, okay.
That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Shout out to all the TSN affiliates out there. Tune into this very same TSN affiliate on Friday. 10 to 12:30.
Live.
No better place to close out your Friday football. See you then.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.